Great to have you company, Adelaide. There is not a lot that Andrew Jarman can't do. Let's get him onto the stage right now with mic in hand, the one and only, the gift. 5-2-1. 5 Fosses, 2 McGarries, and 1 EJ. G'day, Juice.
G'day, Lou. G'day, Adelaide. Thursday, Lou.
I know.
How beautiful's today?
How do I know you were going to talk about weather and
and then I'll try not to.
Wait for it, Murph and family. Yeah. Tell us how quick the week's gone.
Oh, Lou, the week's gone so quick. It's Thursday.
Can you believe it's Thursday already?
Oh, I can't believe it.
I can't believe it.
I'm excited about the next hour, though, Lou.
Hey, can I do a personal shout out right now?
Of course
you can. If anybody knows a regular caller of ours, Bruce from Beverly,
we've just not
heard from Bruce.
Yes.
Now, don't be alarmed, but just on what people alert. Bruce normally gives us our updates on the 36ers.
Correct.
And with the punting of the import and the new one coming back in, I thought Bruce might have just touched base with us here at the
Rush
Hour.
Absolutely.
The family's worried about you, Bruce. So if you're out there, mate, give us a quick tingle. 133353. If you know Bruce, just give us a tingle. We just want to make sure he's okay.
He's all over it too. Yeah. He hasn't jumped ship, has he?
And
he hasn't gone elsewhere. But do you know?
I mean, honestly, what could they offer? I mean, yesterday was a golden day for Bruce. With the thought of being, you know, fined for swearing at timeouts.
Yeah.
That's rule by the NBL.
Yeah.
That's Bruce's.
Bruce,
that's your lane.
Yeah.
Get in it. Stay in it.
Come on, Brucey. 133353.
So just to put us at peace. We're just a little uneasy at the moment. Shout-out, Throwback Thursday shout-out to Chatty Corns, back page of the paper yesterday. The rig is fantastic.
Lovely Chattles. Doesn't he look fantastic?
I mean,
he's buffed.
When they told him, you're going to the top of Australia where it's going to be hot and you won't need a shirt, how quickly he would have said, I'm in.
He didn't even take a shirt, they tell him.
Does he own a shirt?
I think we need to go there to try and shred like that.
Oh.
They reckon it's beautiful up there.
For you, I know a few mates that could shred you up.
Ooh.
They're called jockeys. Get in there, eat like a jockey, sweat like a jockey, but whatever you do, don't ride on a horse
like a jockey.
No.
G'day, Louie. G'day, Adelaide.
Not all jockeys talk like that. Jeez, you're a stereotype.
They got small plums.
You can't go that far.
They're all right. I tell you. I used to have run-ins at the Canopy Club with a lot of the young jockeys in Ballarat back in the day.
Oh, dear.
And big egos and big plums, according to, because they'd be wanting a piece of you all the time. Yeah. And I will say this, Australian Open Golf is on today up in Sydney at the Lakes. How good is golf if you've not caught any of it on Fox or on the telly with Shot Tracer, which just follows the ball, so you know exactly the ball flight and where it's going.
Amazing.
I mean, it is just outstanding stuff. So much we're thinking of putting it in on this show.
Well, we...
And I mean, Jars Tracer. Don't. Just see where the conversations are going.
Squiggle all over.
Ping, 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 ping.
Oh, that one's in a hazard.
Or in the water.
Hey, up next.
Yeah, what have we got?
Cricketing royalty.
Yeah, who's that?
Oh.
Is it Warnie? Yeah.
No, it's not. Can you actually do some heavy lifting for a change?
No, we got Mark Waugh.
Oh, sell it.
He sits in second slip and he might have a little clip to our mate Warnie.
Yeah, well, he might too.
He might.
But if you don't sell him up, he won't come on.
Nah, Mark Waugh, former select of the Australian cricket side.
Junior.
Is he shopping?
It's the Rush Hour.
Murph, would that fail radio school?
Yes.
We'll not get into AustralianRadioSchool.com. Rush Hour right now with Jars and Louis here at Triple M.
Righto, Jars. The Aussies head to the Gold Coast to take on South Africa this Saturday night. Catch all the action on Fox Cricket in 4K. And then they also take on India from Wednesday. 3 T20s live with no ad breaks and in 4K on Fox Cricket. And a man that's leading the charge, the one and only, our favourite, Mark Junior Ward. Junior, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Good to talk to you.
Mate, have we interrupted you today? What are you up to? Some cricket analysis or what?
Really? Just down Westfield, actually, doing a bit of shopping.
Oh, lovely.
A bit of grocery shopping.
All right, mate, let's talk about state of the cricket. How are you finding it at the moment? I'll kickstart you with the, and I'm assuming you would have read every page of it, the 145-page Longstar review. That'd be bedside reading for you, wouldn't it?
No, I've read a few of the recommendations, yes. I mean, that's all old news. We should be right now that they've recommended all those things, as long as we can abide by them. That's the main thing. But we just need to win some cricket games, basically. Australia has had a pretty lean 3 or 4 months, haven't we? We did win the one day in Adelaide, of course. That's been it so far. So we'd love to win the T20 starting on the weekend.
Junior, do you think the scheduling has damaged Shield cricket in the last 5 or 6 years?
Look, it's been difficult for all cricket, really. I mean, trying to pick an Australian team, I was selected there for 4 years, and trying to pick players when you've got three different formats crossing over, it's almost impossible. And then, of course, the flow-on effect you don't get a lot of the senior players and the Australian players playing Shield cricket, and then even back to club cricket, you don't get many Shield players playing club cricket. So there's been that sort of flow on effect, but unless the schedule's changed at international level, I don't see, you know, any changes in the foreseeable future, yeah.
Junior, do you think management now, we've had the sort of clean out and they're looking to, for the brighter side of things, that will they look at the scheduling, or is it just so fixed in because of the dollar value required to get because of the TV rights deal?
You know, there's obviously this ICC schedule, which is sort of set years in advance, and, you know, teams have got to play other teams. There's fixtures that have got to happen. So, look, I don't know how it all works, but, you know, there needs to be a good look at it. I haven't got the answer for you, so... next question.
Junior, next question. I'm going to fast forward the first test match here at Adelaide Oval, which will be a cracker against India, arch rivals. Who's your top four? Who are you selecting for top four to bat for our country going forward?
Well, I'm assuming Khawaja's going to be fit, so I'm going to have him at number three. Openers probably will be Finch and Renshaw, although the next couple of Shield matches are going to really tell the tale there. Then you've got Sean Marsh at number four, so that's the top four, I reckon, at this stage, but... not cut and dry, but it should be a great test match regardless of who we've got on the paddock. Always love the Adelaide test match. We normally see a good contest between bat and ball, so it's not that far off.
Thoughts on the new no objection certificate that you need to go and play IPL?
The what?
Well, Junior, Cricket Australia have to give you permission to go and play it because of the scheduling with the World Cups, that you've got to get one of these certificates to go and have a crack.
That's always been the case anyway.
I know.
Always had to get, so it's just a bit more formal, is it?
Yeah, but I mean,
fair dinkum.
If you could just sign mine and send me on my way, it'd be great.
Maybe a few brown paper bags floating around.
We need to see you, mate.
I reckon, mate.
We need to get you signed off.
Have you crossed paths with Stephen after Warnie clipped him in his book?
Warnie.
Well, Warnie hasn't missed anybody.
No.
I've got a mention in there quite a bit as well. So. But I haven't read the book. Warnie hasn't been kind enough to pass a couple on yet in the commentary box. I'm waiting for,
no freebies.
For I'm waiting for a discount. They'll be a dollar each this time next year. So.
That's what happens to them, doesn't it?
They'll be out the front.
When someone buys them.
They'll be right out the front, they will be.
I think they're still selling mine from about 20 years ago. All good bookstores.
Yeah, there's another run on the oars, I think, Junior. The players packed. I just want to know what your thoughts, Junior. When you threw on the baggy green, were you thinking compete with us, smile with us, fight with us and dream with us?
Mate, it's been a tough line of questioning today. But,
matcha.
Yeah, look, I can see what they're trying to do, the cricketers, and, you know, trying to get back in favour with everybody. But I honestly think if they just play good, hard, fair cricket, that's all we need. That's the Australian way. We don't need to try and be something that we're not, I don't think. I don't think we need to try too hard, but just respect everybody on the field but have a red-hot go at the same time. That's we don't want to be little quiet kittens out there because it is test match cricket, so there's going to be some confrontation and some passion. We want to see that. That's what it's all about. But I'm sure we won't cross the line, and hopefully we're smiling as we're winning, because that's the main thing. If we're winning, I reckon we'll definitely be smiling. We won't have to worry about the players.
We should be fine. Junior, can I run one last thing past you? And this is an easy one.
He's at Buddy Westfield, Luke.
I know. He's got to do the shopping. He's got to get home, and he's got to get everything on the list.
Bread and milk.
Junior, funniest thing you've seen in cricket. I saw a tweet on the weekend in Newcastle, from Newcastle Cricket, that a bloke just had his girlfriend walk out McDonald's cheeseburger of him whilst he was fielding at fine leg, and he ate it.
Did Warnie do that, do you know?
It sounds like Shane.
He would have had toasted ham and cheese in his pocket, Warnie.
Yeah.
Actually, my uncle,
he
was the first great cricketer, Captain Bankstown. His nickname was Lunch, because he used to put his lunch in his pocket as well. He used to have his real sandwich in his pocket. So that was my uncle Dion. His nickname was Lunch.
Very funny. Junior, thank you so much for your time. And if you want to watch any cricket, there's only one spot, and that's on Fox. It's in 4K. You get the T20s live when Australia take on India, and of course Saturday night. Take it on South Africa. Thanks, Junior.
See ya.
Okay. See you in Adelaide.
Go do the shopping. Yeah.
Yeah, I will finish off the grocery shopping.
All right. Thank you. I'll send you those reports, all right, just so you can catch up.
Okay. Thank you.
There he is, the superstar that is Mark Waugh on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
Triple M. Get your facts right.
Here's a jar of facts.
Oh! Andrew Jarman's jar of facts.
Open the jar of facts. Pour it out.
As plagiarised from, yet somehow endorsed by, rock and roll legend Alice Cooper.
That's what I do. I open it up for people like you. I want you to have that.
Hold on to your knickers. It's time for Andrew Jarman's jar of facts.
Oh, here it is, backed by popular demand. Jars facts. What do you got today for us, great man?
Yeah, got a few interesting facts for the family. Yeah, for every human on Earth, there are 1.6 million ants. Did you realise that? Oh, I didn't.
No.
We're outnumbered by ants. So every person on Earth,
I mean, if you told 1.6 million. How many ants it takes to lift a human or hold them captive, then that'd be a different story.
A single cloud can weigh more than 1 million pounds. Did you know that?
That's not bad.
Yeah. Right. I didn't know that. Did you know that, Sean?
Oh, I wasn't listening.
Yeah. Bob Marley's last words to his son before he died were, money can't buy life. That was the last thing he said before he died, Bob Marley. Very sad, isn't it?
Can't buy your love either.
Money can't buy life.
It's prophetic, profound. Have you ever thought, just stopping down?
Isn't it?
You're not near that time yet, but have you ever thought what your last words might be?
You know what? I haven't thought about it, but when I was doing my research. You have?
I have.
You have?
Yeah,
you?
Just in case. What We've got it? A file
can,
ready
can
in
you
case.
Share it with
yeah.
us?
Yeah. It would be simply, it'd be something like this.
Remember to tell them that I was a gift. All right. 90% of people that 95% sorry. No, hang on.
Can't read the handwriting.
Can't read. 95% of people text things they could never say in person.
We all know that.
Are you one of those people?
No. You've seen me.
This is society. This is society now. Yeah.
Everyone
95%.
Everyone types tough.
Don't they?
That sounds like a made-up figure. How would you know that?
No, it's my facts. This is the research.
Oh, Jar says it's a fact in this segment.
Of people text
Bullshit.
Things
right.
they could never say in person. Yeah. That's what's happened.
It's cause what do we say? If the bigger or the more riding on whatever it is the situation, the more you should be calling.
Oh, I know.
Or fronting up in person.
Blue-eyed people tend to have the highest tolerance of alcohol. What colour are my eyes?
That explains it. What's DJ's?
What colour am I? What colour are DJ's? Nah, DJ's is brown.
Well, he's an exception to the law.
Can I just have a look at your eyes?
Yeah. Funny you say that, John.
Yes, Luke.
Because I have a fact in here. I just happily snapped a fact one day.
Oh, lovely.
The faster you drink alcohol, the more likely you'll black out.
Serious?
Mm.
Oh boy.
Mm. Just remember that.
Yeah. And I got one more. Can I share one more?
Yeah, go. It's your seg.
Human birth control pills work on gorillas. I didn't know that.
Gee, it's pretty important to know.
Human birth control pills work on the gorillas.
Mm. Oh, gorillas. I thought you meant like a gorilla.
Gorillas, I said.
Yeah, on a gorilla, in like an oven gorilla.
Like a George
So there Bobby. You go. There's Jar's facts for November.
Are you sensing
the family are loving this stuff?
Are you sensing it's not getting a run in November again?
All right, 1-3-3-5-3.
Wow. Oh, he's not getting calls, eh?
No, we're not taking calls on your facts. This is for the quiz with no name. Right. Thanks to Automasters. Give us a call now if you want to win $1,000.
Bob Marley's last words.
Yeah. Yeah. And now those might be yours.
Get the rush hour now with Charles and Louis, Andrew Charman and Charles Lewis, 104.7 Triple M.
Little Wins. It's a working title.
Mm-hmm.
Just speaking to you off air then, could be known as Little Lele's.
Yes.
Because he celebrated all the little wins with a nice little come on.
Yeah,
it's those
little
come on.
Yeah,
there
not like
that.
No.
Yeah,
little fist
like
pump
it.
Moment.
Yeah,
you know?
I like it.
Well, I'll give you an example.
What have you got?
I've had a couple in recent times. Oh, and again, get involved, want yours, Jazz, Murph. I'll even go to Murph Town for a moment if you got any. Prior to the thunderstorm the other week,
yes.
Just the other nice. Got out there with the fertiliser, fertilised all the lawn, and what did the heavens do?
Oh,
they just opened up massive time. That night in bed, as I could hear it on the roof.
Oh, you're beside yourself.
Get yourself a little fist
you did
a
little,
said, come on.
Yep. That's a win.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, similar to that.
Yeah.
Went to the optometrist the other day, had to get the eyes tested on the parade. Jagged the Rockstar Park straight out the front.
Oh giddy up on the parade.
Yeah, on the parade of all places, yeah. Tell me about
That's
it.
That's a win.
That is a massive win, all right.
Nice
seems
work,
I'm not
Luke.
The only one celebrating this kind of stuff.
Yes, Luke.
Juno in Melbourne, Jack Heffron, don't worry about who he works for, but he tweeted this. Jubilant scenes at Coles as the lady serving in the deli gave a little pump of the fist when she got bang on the 200 grams I'd asked for. Everyone's in on this stuff. Because you know why? Too many people are too negative these days. You've got to celebrate the little things.
This is good, Luke.
The little wins, Jars. All
this
right?
This is you.
There's another one that I can't go into it, but it involves date night. You know the rest.
That's a double fist, that one, Luke.
Double pump.
Yeah, no, perhaps.
Not yeah, no. Yeah. Wrong terminology. Had any yourself?
Well, just me.
Just
with,
me?
Just with the decking.
Of course, yeah.
You know, snuck it in before the...
Well played. Before the official summer season.
Got it in and, you know, sat in the chair yesterday and gone, furniture done, the pool decking done. Yeah. Mate, I thought, that's a big win for me.
Yeah, not a little right. win. It's a little win.
It's a big one for
But it. No, it's a segment called Little Wins.
Yeah, but that was a good... sorry, that was a little win for me. All right,
that
because
well
of the
done,
weather
though.
Start of the turn, and you don't do the decking when it's windy.
No, and the so other one we should mention Murph as a show that Jars when he came in after doing the decking, didn't say anything inappropriate when he was under the influence of the fumes of the decking.
Oh, yes,
I mean that
is that a win for the
that's a
station,
win for
the network
for the rush hour
yeah,
for
the
that we're still on air.
It's for radio, yeah.
Have you got one, Shawnee?
Oh, look, when I catch a lift, when I leave...
Oh, look at that. We're out of time. No. It's a rush
when you've come out of Canetto seeing Freddy's.
Yeah, no, when I get on the lift and no one else gets on the lift with me.
I actually said we're out of time.
That's well, he kept on going with it.
No, he needs to... What is, yeah, when no, you get no, it...
Just forget it. Seriously.
Oh, actually... No, sorry, Murph, sorry.
Come on, Luke.
You've had a little win there. Jars likes your jacket today.
He does. And tell everyone what colour it is.
Magenta.
Magenta. Yeah.
Which is a colour of pink. A strain of pink.
And you like this, but it doesn't surprise me because your taste is really strange and fairly flamboyant. I mean, you love A Star Is Born.
Liberace.
Freddie Mercury. John Wayne.
Hey,
don't
upset.
I'm going to take this segment somewhere
odd.
Completely else.
Clint Eastwood.
Did you know
exactly?
Listen to this. Did you know Scotland?
Oh, hang on. Be careful. Exactly. My late mother's listening.
The first country to introduce into their school curriculum the LGBT, so the lesbian, gay, bi, transgender policies.
Oh, okay.
Your country, Scotland, are ahead of their time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. I'm so proud of them.
There it is.
So they've brought them into all
very
the school.
Progressive.
We'll there
be
you
put
go.
Through their school.
Good.
There
well go. Done.
And that, my friend, is a big
is
win.
Is it? I'm a bit emotional when I hear the pipes.
Is that a little win for you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. A little win for me.
Murph, was that a little win for you to be able to actually tell a story on air?
Absolutely. It's a big win. It's a damn big win.
I think that's
Come
enough.
Come on, let's go.
Oh, we're out of time. Jarzy, I think Hawthorn might have found their next Cyril Rioli.
Have they?
Out of their Next Gen Academy. Great little story doing the rounds on the Hawthorn website. And I can't remember this young man's first name, but his last name is Mosquito. Can you believe it? And he's an Indigenous boy. And I tell you what, he's got a little bit of swagger. Have a listen to this comment.
I play forward line, so half forward. Mainly just like to pressure, tackle, and just kick goals. And sub a bit of candy, so, yeah.
I think I'm going to love this young
play
man.
Play for Gippsland in the under-18 stuff.
Clarko loves those type of players, doesn't
absolutely.
He?
Absolutely. And you sell a bit of candy as well.
Yeah, love that.
Very nice.
Look forward. Last
on
name, Mosquito.
A Mosquito.
Nice.
The Mozzie.
Oh.
Get on. Up next, need to talk about an unusual method used by a soccer referee to decide which way the teams would kick.
And he got a clip.
He did.
Rush hour. Triple M with Jars and Louis.
That was deep.
It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, Andrew Jarman and Dale Lewis on 104.7 Triple M.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
What
I like to have an in-show meeting on the show sometimes. hey, if you missed Ruin Ditch's great chat this morning with the MMA's, Dana White, the boss off, you can catch that after 6 on our show. It was brilliant by the boys.
Very good
great
by
job.
The lads. Well done.
Of course, how exciting. Coming to town. It's going to be absolutely
chock-a-block.
Awesome. Harry Keel got the flick.
After 14 games?
Yeah, Notts County give them the tap.
Wow.
Sit on your way.
But don't they sack them about 4 or 5 times before they become very good managers? Is that how it works over there?
Well, if somebody, why didn't you tell me that?
Yeah.
I would have gone and coached again.
Yeah. He'll find another position somewhere, won't he?
Who, Harry?
Yeah. Could he coach an A-League club? Does he want to coach an A-League?
He wants to be a manager. Absolutely. Okay. Out and out. But the question is, and this is the one that's been throughout footy circles for so long, AFL, just because you're a great player... Is more often the case, doesn't make you
absolutely.
A great coach.
We see that all the time.
All right, so you'll never be a good coach because you're a great player.
But I'll never be a ref.
But me, on the other hand, I could be a great coach because I wasn't a great player.
Don't say that. You're very good. You'll be a very. You're a good coach.
I'm saying. Clipped. I'd be a brilliant coach if I wanted to, because I wasn't a great player.
I don't know why you don't put your hand up.
Hey? Because then I wouldn't have the time to give to you.
Hey, I tell you what. Oh, I don't want to be a referee in soccer.
How about these
football.
Segues?
Yeah. Lulu.
Are you hooking it? Because it's not happening now like you think.
I thought we were talking about it now.
No,
aren't we?
No, it's coming up next.
Are we going to do it next, are we?
I don't know.
No, we're doing it now.
No, you've lost your marbles. We're doing it now.
We're doing it now.
Yeah, we're doing it now, love.
For once, Jars is right.
I tell you what, I've had a jammer. I told you I was fatigued today when I came in. You're not.
That's a little win for me.
Remember when I came in? And that's very sharp for you.
Come on.
I said pre-show, I said, I'm a little weary
today. You did too, because you've been doing a lot of work at home.
All right.
Let's talk about this soccer referee.
Forgot his coin.
Right.
All right. So obviously when you call the captains in.
Called him in.
Have a little toss
of
the coin. And what happened was he didn't have it. His name was David McNamara.
Mm.
He's been suspended for 21 days by the FA.
For what?
For asking the captains to play rock, paper, scissors instead of tossing the coin. He didn't have a coin. So he said, boys, let's just do rock.
Initiative.
Oh, I thought it's all right.
And he got clipped.
It was ahead of the Women's Super League game between Man City and Reading on October 26th. And had the English captain and everything. After forgetting the coin for prior to the kickoff, he just permitted the captains to play block paper suit in order to determine the kickoff. I do want to know what they called and what won.
Yeah, I'm with you. What do you normally roll with?
Rock.
You want to do one now?
All right, let's go. Are you going on the third? Is that the release?
On the third.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Go. you've got
to describe it. You just can't do it.
Oh, sorry.
If someone was videoing it, it'd be
paper.
A caption.
Yeah.
In the end, don't worry, I won. And we'll kick that way.
I'm
kicking that way.
Wouldn't it be great to see Tex and Bokey do that before a showdown?
I'm going to bring it in.
How good's that?
Bring it in. Get a fan.
Get rid of the coin.
Get a fan each.
Yeah.
Bring them on
the
out.
The fan, love it.
Play
best
it on
of
down.
Three.
Because they have the world championships.
Rock, paper, scissors, bang. Yeah. Rock, paper, scissors, bang.
Yeah. Boom, boom, gone.
Gone. And then, I'm kicking. I'm going to the northern end.
And then someone would say, like Adelaide would, best of three, best of five, best of seven.
Oh,
we're going to a song now.
I can't believe that Charles was right.
First time for everything, Murph.
Oh, come on.
God.
Hey, I'm on the day.
Got any more facts?